4, Pride and Prejudice. From princes and princesses to child slaves, Black History Month highlights fascinating and shocking stories from Norfolk's past.
Norfolk's black history is some of its least explored. Until now, when old stories are being uncovered and new links revealed in walking tours, exhibitions and arts events. Norwich artist Danny Keane of Norfolk Black History Month has his own fascinating history, taking in arriving in Britain aged 4, working in restaurants in London and Norfolk, and finding his forte here as a painter. He began wondering about other black men and women who had lived in Norfolk through the centuries and asked local historian and tour guide Paul Dixon to research the subject. It resulted in the walking tour Norwich, A Black History.
From prince to stolen child to pioneering writer. The first freed African slave to write his life story and see it published in England was Ukoso Granioso, also known as James Albert. Born a prince, he was stolen from his family in Nigeria and sold into slavery. He was taught to read and write and eventually freed by an American slave owner and church minister. He worked as a cook, soldier and sailor before travelling to England. He was married with children and working in Norwich as a weaver and labourer by the mid-18th century. But economic downturns meant the family were close to starvation and twice helped by Quaker relatives of abolitionist MP Thomas Fowell Buxton of Cromer and Northreps. After a daughter died and was refused burial because she was not baptised, Ukoso left Norfolk for Kidderminster.
Segregated Norfolk pubs. Now, when the United States brought more than 350,000 servicemen to East Anglia during the Second World War, it also brought its racist segregation system. In bigger places, pubs were designated for black people or white, when in smaller settlements, the division was by days of the week. Only white American servicemen were allowed into the pubs of Diss and Hulston on Mondays, and black Americans had to wait until Tuesdays. In Norwich, the Bell and the Castle pubs, just across the road from each other, were designated black pubs, and others were for whites. "The locals found it quite strange, to tell the truth," said Paul Dixon. But he said both black and white servicemen were invited to a community tea. A Norwich woman stood up and said, "Well, if they were good enough to fight, they were good enough to mix with," said Paul. The black American servicemen who arrived in Norfolk in the 1940s also changed the local music scene. One of the musicians who settled in Norwich after the war was soul singer Bruce Lucas, who toured with Aretha Franklin and the Four Tops, appeared alongside James Brown, Stevie Wonder and Benny King, and sang in local pubs and clubs as Lucas.
Child slaves. Three little boys bound for slavery were rescued by a British naval patrol set up to free people captured from Africa and trafficked by other countries. They were saved by Captain Frederick Irby of Boyland Hall, Morningthorpe, near Long Stratton. Paolo Loanda, Edward Mackenzie and Charles Fortunatus Freeman were brought to Norwich and baptised at St Peter Mancroft Church in May 1813. Paolo and Charles were initially apprenticed to Captain Irby, went back to Africa to be apprentices to Governor Maxwell of Sierra Leone, and by 1823 were in St Kitts in the West Indies. Join Paul Dixon to find out much more about Norwich's black history at 10 a.m. on the 26th and 11 a.m. on the 30th of October, starting outside the Forum in Norwich. Norfolk Black History Month events also include free visual arts and music workshops at Primeyark in Great Yarmouth on the 22nd of October, and a series of performances, including Courtney Pine with Zoe Rahman at the Norwich Playhouse, the Black Blues Brothers, the Colour Purple, and Anushka Shankar and Manu Delago with the Britain Symphonia, all at Norwich Theatre Royal.